It's far too early to discuss the end of winter, but one of the popular trimmings of the season in this area is almost gone. The ice rink at Lawrence Plaza in downtown Bentonville will close after Monday. Skaters have been taking evening and weekend trips around the outdoor ice since before Thanksgiving. Before that ice is melted, there will be a final weekend, and tomorrow night a special warming bar will be assembled to serve hot chocolate and some special food provided by The Hive, the restaurant at 21C, located just across the street from the ice rink. Matt McClure, the executive chef at The Hive, decided to create a couple of handheld dishes especially for the warming bar. He discussed that menu Tuesday before the dinner rush with me. He found inspiration for a January item, it seems, in a campfire tradition.
We like to do some unexpected events here at 21C. And so it's the ice rink. It's cold outside. Not really everybody wants a cold drink. So the idea is to have a warming bar and to have some hot chocolate, just some warm beverages, but also some warm, fun sweets to go with that. So that's why we've got something that's pretty iconic to Southern food is the sweet potato fried pie. But we have another one that we have a twist on, sort of an empanada, which is in a way itself a fried pie, but just using masa mix. And we've put everything that makes up s'mores in it. So it's a s'mores empanada.
So let me see. If I remember my campfire days, you're going to have marshmallows. You're going to have a chocolate bar.
And some graham cracker. All in there, and it's so once you warm it, everything kind of melts and it's gooey and it's pretty delicious.
What does it look like?
It looks like a fried pie. It's kind of a half moon, folded over, and then it's fried and crisped up, and you get all the textures you want, and it's delicious.
Where did this spring from? Were you thinking about what's warm and what could be done outside?
I think we have. We have kind of a creative culture in the kitchen at The Hive, and I would say it's just another evolution. We've done some empanadas for parties, and we had the ingredients for s'mores that just happened to be nearby, so why not give that a shot? And that's sort of how it came about.
Yeah, of course, the classic s'more is done over an open flame at a campfire. How will these be prepped?
We actually toast the marshmallow before we make the mix, so it has that toasted effect. We put a touch of spice in there to give it a little bit more, character, it doesn't have that, it won't be a toasted s'more over a fire, but it'll have all those flavors.
Let's talk about sweet potato fried pie. What do you have to do with that?
So we get in whole sweet potatoes. Definitely it's one of the most prevalent vegetables that we have to work with in the winter. And those are roasted whole. We peel them, we puree them and season them, and then we just put them in pie dough, fold the pie dough over and fry them. And it's absolutely delicious.
Will you be making them in the kitchen here and then taking them over to the rink?
That's correct. Actually, I think we're setting up the bar up on our property over here. So it's close to the rink. We're just right across the street. And close proximity and easy access.
You mentioned drinks. There will be beverages as well.
We make our own hot chocolate with dark chocolate, milk, sugar. I mean, it's just what you want in hot chocolate.
Is the s'more empanada, is it messy?
No, I would say this is all finger foods. This is all fairly easy to eat. Not that there might not be some stickiness residue, but that's just part of the experience.
You may not want to answer this, but when I talk to you often, you talk about the experiments that have worked, that you're going to share with people. Is there anything lately that you've tried? Like you mentioned this more empanada that doesn't really work?
We do. I mean, I think part of experimenting and creating is, you're gonna fail sometimes. And, that's just part of it. And, definitely not afraid to have to scrap a whole idea because it's not working and just reevaluate and reassess and move forward. But you get things like s'more empanadas out of just kind of a whim of an idea. And it's just kind of a magical little pastry.
What time of day are you able to experiment?
I would say there's no time that we don't. I mean, I would say more production comes in like during the day, you know, around lunch or maybe between lunch and dinner. Once the services are in full swing, where most of our attention is on the services. So dinner service kind of takes everybody's attention.
How long did you have to think about what you wanted to serve before Friday?
I think that is why we are constantly kind of trying to create. It's tough to force creativity. So when somebody comes to you and says, "I want a warm bar," go. You kind of hope you have something already ready to go. And I would say we did the s'more empanada maybe 2 months ago, but we kind of had that as a thought of that's something we'd like to do.
So someone may come up to you in the next couple of months and say St. Patrick's or some other concept, and you want to be ready.
Exactly. We have a special menu we're doing for Groundhog's Day.
Wait, for Groundhog's Day?
Yeah. So and it's kind of a play off the movie where, you know, he keeps waking up and every day it's like it's the same day over and over again. So that's a great example of the events we do at 21C. So we've got the special menu, and it's a couple of our highlights from the menu when we first opened. It's got our pickled egg salad on it. It's got our sticky toffee pudding. It's got our grilled pork chop with the sweet potatoes and greens, which people still ask about. So it's kind of, you know, it's a great night. They can come in and do that menu pre-fee for the whole courses at a reduced rate, or they can do it a la carte and just get the sticky toffee pudding. You know, we've got the Valentine's Day. You know, we're going to do our own take on the Valentine's Day. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. We've got a lot of events like that that are out of the box.
Matt McClure is the executive chef at The Hive. That's the restaurant inside 21C. The s'more empanada will be at the Warming Bar at Lawrence Plaza tomorrow night in downtown Bentonville. Also at the bar will be hot chocolate and a chocolate and bourbon cocktail. The ice rink at Lawrence Plaza will close after Monday. This is Ozarks at Large.